This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I'm calling this podcast Everything is a Bubble, although that's not technically true, but most of the things that people focus on are bubbles. So let me give you some examples. We know that the stock market is in a massive bubble where valuations are far higher than earnings would justify. We know Bitcoin is in a bubble. A lot of cryptocurrencies in a massive bubble. So on the financial side, lots of bubbles, bond market bubble, real estate bubble, and so on. But did you know there's also, for example, an energy bubble? There's the energy that's available to us today through fossil fuels is so easy and so cheap to come by that unless there is a major breakthrough on the fusion side, which is possible in the next 10 to 20 years, but if that doesn't happen, energy is going to become a lot more scarce and expensive. So we're in an energy bubble, and especially given that energy is what drives tractors that produce food cheaply through a lot of automation and so on, it means we're also in a food bubble. I don't know if you've ever thought about the fact that we're in a food bubble. Most people haven't thought about that. Today, food is so plentiful and so cheap and so easy to come by that even people living in absolute poverty are clinically obese. Think about that. You know, 100 years ago, when people were poor, they were starving. Today, when people are poor, they are overfed. They've got too much food. That's how much of a food bubble we're in. So the food bubble is going to collapse like every bubble at some point, but the food bubble has made possible a population bubble. Yes, we are in a population bubble right now as well. We're over 7 billion humans on this planet, and we're, you know, destroying this planet, destroying the ecosystem, making it unsustainable. It's all part of the food bubble dynamic and the population bubble dynamic, and it's to the point where I believe that maybe by the year 2050, we're far more likely to see the world population collapse to 1 billion people than we are to see it at 20 billion people. I think a lot of the official estimates out there say that the Earth's population will reach 20 billion people in just a few decades away. And that's, of course, based on a projection of current growth, which is not sustainable. Why? Well, because we're using, you know, all the soils that can produce food, you know, the aquifers, water aquifers are being used up, the ocean ecosystems are collapsing, the soil microbes are being destroyed through mass application of pesticides, herbicides, and agricultural chemicals. You know, the ecosystem is not going to support 20 billion humans. not to mention the deliberate efforts by certain globalists to try to reduce human population through depopulation efforts and eugenics efforts and so on. I think that we are living in a population bubble. There are 7 billion plus people on this planet right now. It's not going to be that way for very long, I anticipate. But people don't want to look at the truth about bubbles. You know, most people want to just say, well, the future is going to be just like today, just extrapolated. Just take that linear projection and plot a point out into the future, and that's going to be the way things are. That the way things have been, they think, is the way things are going to be plus 10, you know, whatever. But that's actually not what history has shown us. That's not how destruction of the ecosystem even works. In fact, if you look at ecosystems and you look at overgrowth and overexpansion, there's usually a very violent contraction, a collapse. You can see it on big scale and small scale phenomenon. It's true in both cases. We are headed for a collapse because we have overexpanded and overconsumed the natural resources on our planet. We are destroying so many ecosystems, including the marine ecosystem, which has become a plastic waste dumping ground for humanity, as well as fertilizer, phosphates, and other chemicals. Massive dead zones in the Gulf of Mexico and everywhere else that human rivers empty into the ocean. It just kills everything. So massive dead zones. Essentially, humanity is making planet Earth a future dead zone if something doesn't change. But Something will change, and what that is a die-off of humanity. How will it happen? We don't know exactly. We don't know. Some kind of probably viral pandemic infection slash maybe intentional bioweapon, who knows? But one pandemic could wipe out 6 billion people. That's not outside the realm of possibility. One natural disaster. One solar flare. Yet one solar flare could unleash a Carrington event, a CME, a coronal mass ejection from the sun, that could take out most of the world's power grid. And without the power grid, the population would collapse by 80 to 90% probably in most advanced nations, like the United States, like Germany, like the UK, Japan, and so on. There'd be some nations that might do just fine. Papua New Guinea would be one. Maybe Madagascar would do all right. Maybe some South American nations, Colombia, Bolivia, Uruguay might do okay. Who knows? Because people there are more self-reliant. They know how to grow their own food more. They're not as concentrated in the cities as we are in the United States. But the point is, we're really only one trigger event away from a massive collapse of the population bubble. And, you know, taking out the power grid is certainly one of those things. I don't know if you understand the logistics of food delivery, where food comes from and how it gets to you, but it is a global logistics system that is so complex, it defies any explanation by one human being. No human mind can grasp the complexity of the just-in-time food delivery system, where you're getting food from Chile as well as Norway. You're getting food from Canada and Mexico, China, Japan, all over the world, and it's coming in by plane and train and ships, cargo containers, and then domestic trucks. The delivery systems are highly dependent on automation and tracking through electrically run, computing systems. Without electricity, the food system absolutely collapses, and the food deliveries just stop. So you think you're going to have food deliveries in that kind of situation? No, probably you're going to be wishing you had some stored food. But anyway, my point is that there's a food bubble and there's a population bubble. There's also a bubble of, and pardon my language here, there's just a bullshit bubble out there when it comes to especially a lot of younger people, millennials and younger, who are into cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin and ICOs, and they think that they're launching these amazing, innovative ideas that will make them overnight billionaires. But you read the white papers on these ideas and they're nonsense, just gibberish. It's like a high school essay contest or something. I read these, I'm like, that's absolutely not going to work. But there's something that has come into our culture recently, which is, I think Obama really reflected this a lot too, which was that if you say it, it makes it real. And this also comes out of the New Age philosophy of you create your own reality by just sort of focusing on it. So if you say things, they become real. And I understand there's a biblical principle for the power of the spoken word and that kind of thing. I get that. But I've never seen anybody, turn mercury into gold just by saying that mercury is gold. Except in the vaccine industry, where they love mercury and they practically think it's gold. But in the real world, just saying something doesn't make it real. And so a lot of people are self-deluded. There is a very high bullshit factor in the system right now. A lot of things are running on bullshit, whether it's politics, big government, central banks, financial system. Even science is full of a lot of bullshit right now. Medicine is totally populated with bullshit from the drug companies and the FDA and the CDC. And, education system has become largely bullshit. Look at the colleges and universities that are just teaching, gender studies and what? You're not learning an actual skill? No. No knowledge, just basically politics, just an indoctrination center for social justice warriors. The bullshit factor is very high. And if you look throughout history, whenever the bullshit factor hit a ceiling, there was a massive correction back to reality. So we're going to see a collapse of bullshit and a resurgence of reality. It's just a question of, we don't know how high the bullshit's going to go before things flip. There's going to be like a bullshit flip. There's going to be like a tipping point for bullshit, and things are going to change very dramatically and collapse back to reality for a lot of people who will be sorely disappointed that their delusions and hopes and fantasies are no longer viable. So get ready, folks. It's coming. Seems like it's closer than ever. Stay tuned. Read my website, naturalnews.com, and listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. This is Mike Adams, Health Ranger here. Be safe and be prepared. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.